I'm joined by the Syrian writer and broadcaster Rana Kabbani, who has known the new Syrian opposition leader Ahmed Moaz al-Khatib for 20 years. Rana, give us an idea of who he is.
Moaz al-Khatib comes from a very venerable family of Damascus men and women who have spent generations in charitable works and in making a peace among Syrians. And therefore, he comes at a time when this is needed more than ever. Syria is in ruins. There's a lot of charitable rebuilding to be done. The man is someone who all parties, whatever their ideological backgrounds, ethnicities, or feelings about the former regime, will be able to get behind. He is a man of real moral qualities, and he is also a man who understands that the extraordinary quality of Syria is that it's a country with many religions, many languages, many ethnicities, and that is what one should look at in this man who has suffered a great deal for having brought to the attention of other Syrians the deep corruption of the Assad mafia.
How can a former imam unite all the different sects in Syria?
Because he's not a kind of conventional imam in any sense of the word, even though he comes from this long line of imams of the Umayyad Mosque. He is representative of a mosque and a city which themselves were very layered, in the sense that the Umayyad Mosque had been a pagan temple, and then a Greek one, and then a Roman one, and then a Christian church, and then became a mosque. And so this mosque that his family very much represents, which is at the heart of old Damascus, is a place where all Syria worships and thinks of as its center. And so he's not a traditional imam. He's not a conventional man, though he may speak and have to speak conventional language. Those who know him personally, as I have had the luck to do over the years, know that he's someone who can actually unite Syria simply because of his great personal qualities.
He's also a trained geologist, is that right?
He's a trained geologist, absolutely. So maybe he can see where the fault lines are, and maybe he can get us past the horrific earthquake that was Assad.
He was arrested four times since the uprising began, is that right?
He has been arrested many, many times. Many of his own relatives and close personal friends have either suffered appalling prison or torture or have been killed. So he comes from the post-Hama generation, those men and women who knew exactly what the Assads were like and knew what was required to change Syria. So I, for once in many, many months, suddenly feel optimistic about the future.
What, simply because of his appointment?
Because of his appointment, because he's a unifying force and not a divisive one. And those who look at him and know him will know that he is not what he seems. He's not the traditional Islamist. He's not the traditional Sunni. He is someone who has Syria, all of Syria at heart, very much so. And the fact that Suher Atassi, who also comes from one of the greatest Syrian political families, from Homs, who represents in every part of her being that a devastated city that has struggled so hard against the Assads, also becoming his vice president, is also extraordinary.
Does he have any experience of politics?
He has a lot of experience of grassroots politics, yes, in the sense that he, as I said, coming from the post-Hama generation, had to deal with the consequences of those families who had been imprisoned and who left orphans or who left widows, and he and those around him found work and help and education for those orphans. So he has a long history of good works, and he was able to function in a country that would have liked to see him killed many, many years ago. And that is an indication of his supple nature and his real courage and vigilance as to how to proceed.
But he has a hell of a job ahead of him.
He has a hell of a job ahead of him, and I wish him great luck, as I do Suher Atassi. But I don't think it is an impossible job, because he will be able, as indeed this, as indeed Riyad Saif will be able, as indeed many of the people of real stature who have emerged in the past few days and weeks, will be able to unite all manner of Syrians behind them. I wish them luck.
You've been highly critical of the Syrian National Council. Do you think they're going to get behind him?
I think George Sabra will definitely get behind him. That is my feeling. I hope I'm not proved wrong. Those in the Syrian National Council who are worth keeping will get behind him. Those who don't will be the ones that will go down with Assad.
Okay, Rana, thank you very much.
Thank you, Matthew.